Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Welcome to those of you who are joining the podcast for the first time today. Thank you. And also, thank you to those of you who consistently listen to the podcast, message me and share the podcast. I'm extremely grateful. And to show my gratitude, this week I'd like to offer somebody the opportunity to join me for a 45-minute free Zoom call where I will answer any questions relating to anything for you to help you progress along the roadmap or your career path, and help you create more of a roadmap from where you are now to where you want to get to. And it doesn't matter. You know, if you listen to the podcast and you're not a personal trainer, not an online coach, but you work in a different sector in the industry, maybe you're a Pilates instructor, yoga instructor, or I get a lot of messages from people that listen to the podcast who aren't even in the fitness industry. I honestly, if you're a listener of the podcast and you want help in creating more of a definitive roadmap of where you want to go, or there's something that you want to solve right now, I'd love to help you. But I'd love your help in return. What I will do Wednesday next week, this obviously the podcast always goes out the weekend. Wednesday, I will go into my iTunes and I would love for you, please, to leave me a review. I haven't asked this for a while, and to help us reach more coaches, get a better ranking with the podcast, the better, the more reviews we have, the more 5-star reviews we have, the more coaches I can reach, and the more people I can help, inspire, educate, support, guide. And by you doing that, not only will help the podcast, it'll help the fitness industry, help a lot of trainers, we'll get a bigger reach of people, we'll get high rankings on iTunes, but I will pick one person to have a 45-minute call with me. All I ask is just a brief review, and if you're in it, you have a chance of winning it. So that's my ask from you today. In return, I'll give you a 45-minute Zoom call. I'll pick the person, and I will publicly announce on my Instagram story and message you personally on iTunes to tell you who it is. Now, let's get on with today's episode. I'm really looking forward to this one because I'm going to talk to you about results. Episode 141, I'm going to talk about presenting your results. Now, we talk about results in the fitness industry. What are results? Well, in marketing, results are your credibility. Credibility is being able to back up what you say you can do. And time again, I mean, this has been the same since I started in the fitness industry, right the way through to the present day. Your perception of quality when it comes to presenting results can always be better. I remember in the early days, I used to see, you know, I remember talking to Charles Poliquin back in the day about quality of results and how they reflect way more than what you guys think. And it was right in the early days, I kind of would see some of the results that Charles would talk about and how they were presented. And it really resonated with me because his personal standards, I've actually written about this in my new book, which is, as I explained last week, is in the kind of writing, editing stage. I finished writing, but you know, pulling it together in a framework for you all to get a huge amount of value from is well underway. But I talk about results a lot, and what I saw as over in the early days of my career is a set of standards that I wasn't going to move away from. And so when we actually look at results, the first thing is to think about how do they impact the end user? What type of results? Some of you at this time, and if I can impact at least one of you, and your results have no impact in me, guys, by the way, please understand this. Your results have no impact in me in terms of my business, but they severely impact your ability to be recognized for what you do. Now, social media is a big place. I'm going to actually talk about presenting your results in the gym as well, because most of you, a lot of you work in gyms and you're not even presenting any of your results. And you think, well, I can't put my results up. You can present your results. Trust me. But with marketing, especially social media, Instagram, Facebook and Insta stories and everything like that, everybody's results are visible. And it's very noticeable when you have poor standards. And that basically means that you haven't thought about your brand image. And you guys hear me, you know, I don't hear many fitness professionals ever, business coaches, talking about the word branding. And if you go, what's Mark Coles known for across the board? And I have a lot of coaches say, you know, especially with M10, it's professionalism from start to finish. The way we articulate ourselves, the way we deliver our coaching, the way we present our results, the way that we present our knowledge, what experience you get when you come in the gym. And we have an image. We actually always are saying things have got to change in line with the brand image all the time. We're always trying to level up. And that's because we have a set guidelines of what the brand image is. So we're only human. Occasionally we slip up. And I'm going to say this to you, you know, occasionally things slip through the net. You know, we present the occasional result and it's not 110% aligned. And we sit down and have a meeting sometimes and say, guys, this can't happen. And it can't happen because we're very clear about our brand image. So your brand image is, what do you want people's perception of you to be? And if it's anywhere near the word professional, then everything that you have to present has to be professional. And my challenge to you is, have you ever actually looked at what somebody who is regarded as highly professional, articulate, clean, presentable, what that actually looks like? Because I see some of you guys, and don't forget, guys, I mentor a lot of personal trainers, not just through our seminars and education, privately online, all over the world. And the first thing I go through is my professionalism framework. And I say, show me your results. And sometimes I don't see any. You know, and here's the first thing before we even get deeper into brand image is, why are you not thinking about your future? I've got results that date back to month 2, 3, even if it was just a little bit of weight loss. I remember Charles Poliquin, I remember reading something that every single client, regardless of whether or not they wanted to or not, had a photo taken. If it was to do with weight loss and body composition, everybody had a photo taken. And here's the thing. If you're a strength and conditioning coach and someone can't box jump to a very low level, take a video. If you're a strength and conditioning coach and somebody has massive instability but wants to increase their performance, take a video. Or, I thought you were always about body composition, Mark. Hey, guys, I work with all types of fitness professionals. You know, people that teach classes, people that teach group training, semi-private training, personal training, online coaches, everybody that I work with. And I will work with strength and conditioning coaches, fitness coaches, running coaches, not just body composition and body transformations. I'm helping you guys to build a business and a brand. So your brand image is, what do you want people to perceive you as? What do you want people to see? Therefore, you have to have a list of set standards, which we have at M10. And if that is before and after photos, that's what you want to be known for. They have to be impeccable. If they are to be weight loss, then you have to think deeper about what your clients need to see, which we'll get into a lot deeper. So the first thing I want you to understand today is, in terms of presenting your results, what do you want to be known for? And then who in your space is known for their level of results? Who is known for their level of results? And when you look at their results, you go, is that in line with my brand image? Is that what I want to present? And you got to say to yourself, I think that's what I want people to know me for. And with that, you actually have to go through your minimum standards and set them and stick with them. So I'm going to be covering the gym in terms of presenting your results. And I want to talk to you about online. So if you're a gym-based personal trainer, last week I talked online and then went to gym. I'm going to talk about gym now in terms of personal training. The first thing I want to say for anyone, whether you're online or personal training face-to-face, is think of the end goal. Think of the end goal in mind, right? As a fitness professional, I would always take somebody on and I'd, regardless of whether they were skinny, fat, old, inexperienced, experienced, I know that every single person, and I said this in a post the other day, never underestimate your clients, take a before photo. If their goal is fitness or performance related, take a video. Even when I worked with professional hockey players, I'd take a video of them not being able to jump over hurdles. And then at the end of the off season, I would take a video of them doing hurdles. And as a representation of my ability to increase someone's performance and speed and acceleration and kind of vertical jump ability, those videos were a comparison. I could use them. I'm always thinking, document everything, document everything. But document everything to the highest standard. So nowadays, we have no excuses with iPhones. We have no excuses to not get quality. But let's just look at before and after photos for a second. If you're in the gym, there is no excuse for a bad downlighting. You find somewhere in the gym, you take a quality photo. If your clients do not, say for example, you're going to say to me right now, but my clients don't want to take a photo. Here's the deal. When you do a consultation and you get to the explaining what your process is and you say, my process in terms of setting you up, getting you where you want to get to, is we will do your assessment. During the assessment, we will take a photo. One, the posture, to look at your posture. Two, as a record of your results as you go through the process, because seeing is believing. And I want you to be able to see your progress. And I will always say, in a lot of cases, people are a little bit hesitant of doing this, but I'm going to tell you, in all my experience, you're going to want to see your results. I will not show them with anybody. You would have to sign a consent form for me to use the images, so they're between me and you. Guys, you just wear shorts above the knee. Women, you can wear hot pants and a sports bra. And we will keep those as a documentation of your results. That's it. That's how we operate. I don't want to have my photos taken. Honestly, this is the coaching process and it will take you 5 seconds. You wear whatever you're comfortable. If they want to, women want to wear cycling shorts and a sports bra, absolutely fine. If they want to wear shorts to the knee and a sports bra, that's absolutely fine. And that's it. You stay in control. And that is your coaching process. Now, you choose the same location. At M10, we choose the same location every single time. And you make sure that your photos have an alignment point. We have the border point of the sill in the gym and they stand in the same place. And when a new coach starts with M10, we take them through the position of standing, front, side, and back. It takes 10 seconds, front, side, and back. And you from that say, when I go home, I need to see your assessment. I don't want to do an assessment right now. It's quite invasive. I don't want to move you around and look at structure. I can see that from the photos, so it helps me to do an evaluation. That becomes your process. That becomes what you do. Now, when you take your photos at the beginning of working with somebody in terms of presenting your results, think about the transformation. Look at some of the transformations you see online and think, I want that. I'm not going to underestimate my client. So rather than letting the client's head dip and the shoulders rounding forward and them looking really, really, not uninterested, but they're really not presenting themselves to the best capacity. So for example, they're leaning fully to one side. They're not looking at the camera. Now, if it's natural posture and they're leaning to one side, take it because it will show you've improved posture. But just make sure that, you know, someone's looking at the camera and it's a reflection of your work. If someone turns around and their shoulders are very rounded forward, that's fine. But if they're kind of deliberately standing with one leg forward and one leg back, just correct them because this is a presentation of your work, of your standards. This photo is going to build your reputation. This part, what I've just said here, by the way, I built a reputation for my results. I have a portfolio of results. And that will never leave me. And when I stand and speak and present and anybody wants to talk to me about quality of results, I've only got to click documents on my laptop and show you one after one after one after one after one of results that I've achieved with people. That is because at the beginning of doing the preparation photo, first session, I think of the end goal. I think, how is this going to impact my reputation? And I need you to think about that. How is this going to impact my reputation? When people are sat there, Instagram pops up and they see a set of results. Wow. So if you could take anything from today's episode, think of the end goal in mind. I want you to go to somebody's Instagram page and I want you to have a look at quality results. I want you to look at somebody that you respect in the industry. Hopefully you are respectful of the results that we achieve. And go to the Instagram and see the attention to detail that's put in. Think about the quality of your picture. Clean the lens of your camera before you do it so it's not blurred. Make sure that the lighting is correct. Make sure they're standing correct. And that's the first step in terms of thinking what you want people to think about you. Now, the second thing is making sure that you then save that and making sure that you are consistent with your photos over a two to probably about a month in between. So you can see progression and you can use that to show your clients. And the preparation journey is as you get somebody closer and closer, and this is the important thing, as somebody gets towards their end result, and this is very important, if it's a body transformation, prepare the body transformation. So, you know, only a few weeks ago, I saw one of the guys in the gym, which has reminded me of so much of what I used to do. But if it's about your physique and it's about presenting the body at the end of the process, don't just do a training session and somebody's a bit tired, take them in the assessment room. If they are there to train their physique, you could give them a few carbs the night before. You could present them, you could train them properly, you know, and get them in the assessment room so that their body looks a little bit fuller, so they're presented a little bit fuller. And so the actual body actually looks presentable, and make sure their shoulders are up, their head is up tall, they're standing in exactly the same pitch, standing in exactly the same place, and you are like a artist presenting their work. You're presenting your client in the best light. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, if you think sometimes that people's shoulders look a little bit more fuller or rounder, they're standing a little bit differently, they're pulling their shoulders back, it's a presentation of the end result. In all cases, do people look like that 5-10 minutes afterwards? Quite often not. But be aware that often when you see an after shot, there's been a lot of thought that's gone into whether somebody's done some press-ups, shoulder press, whether or not somebody's actually done any back exercises during the session. And if you're not into kind of physique development, start to learn how people present a body transformation at the end. This is, you know, a smart person that does a body transformation makes sure that the end result is presented to the best they possibly can. And I can talk about this. We actually talk about this in presenting in our body transformation seminars, how you present the end result. And that is in Nottingham. We've got our one in Edinburgh coming up in March, and then also in London in November. So if you're interested in learning how we present those results in terms of preparing someone's physique, that's important. Come and learn from us. But if it's weight loss, okay, same sort of thing. Get somebody's shorts on, get them presented, get them standing up tall. If their posture's corrected, stand them up tall. And then you've taken somebody through their weight loss journey. Now, if it's a performance-based, if it's a fitness-based goal, make sure, for example, if it's a weight loss story, but you don't really want to present the result, the before and after, get somebody in front of, like we have M10 Sign, and one of our highest converting ads on social media at the moment on Facebook is Anthony actually standing with his arm around one of his clients, and they're smiling, and that is a reflection of somebody's journey, and we're telling a story. So first things first is if you're going to have a client and you're going to have them in the assessment room, make sure that you think about the end goal in mind. The first photo is so important because if it's blurry, it's rubbish, the lighting's wrong, they're standing wrong, they're not looking at the camera, that really affects the brand image of when people see the before and after photo afterwards. So think, the first photo you take is their after photo. Think of the quality that you want. Think of the end goal in mind. Now, we've got fitness, health, body composition, These are the type of results that you need to think, what do you think at the beginning of the process is going to be the thing that this person will have achieved? And try and document some evidence of where they're at the beginning. Try and get from them, listen to them in terms of presenting the result. Where are you feeling right now? Look at the questionnaire. Ask some questions about how they're feeling. And remember, it could be 6 or 12 months down the line. Document in your folder, in your notepad, wherever it is, what was the person feeling like before they started the journey? Because 6 or 7, 8 months down the line, they'll probably often forget. And I would always think, what is this story? If I was going to write a book about this transformation, document some of what's going to happen along the process. In terms of just verbally, make notes of a big lifetime changing things, such as their sleep improving, the day that it improved. Their energy levels, the day that they started waking up feeling more vitality. And there's a lot more thought into the journey. Rather than say, oh, well, this person's done well, I'm just going to put a before and after photo out. One of the most important things in the fitness industry is the story. It's the journey that people go through. And you're going to have to tell that story, whether it's social media or face-to-face. Now, in terms of presenting your results in the gym. Now, in most gyms, there should be a wall where you can present some of your before and afters. But here's the other thing. When you do a consultation with people, and we've had this, I mean, our work is very evident on social media. So people can read the website, people can read the content that we put out there. But if you're in a gym and you don't have a website and you're not particularly too busy on social media, create a book. And you can go on Photobook and you can upload the images, before and after photos of your clients. And then any testimonials that your clients have done, you can take a screenshot. You can get your clients, by the way, in terms of presenting your results, get your clients to send you written testimonials and put them in a book. And here's the thing. If anyone's ever waiting for a consultation for you, if anybody is coming for a consultation with you, before you get started, just say, I'd just like you for a minute, just have a look at a few pieces of my work. And if anybody in the gym is asking about personal training, you could say, well, I can talk to you about personal training. I'll give you some help. Just before you go out the gym, on the side, there's a book. And in that book is some of my results, my philosophies, you know, how I operate and work with my clients, and there's some of my testimonials. Have a portfolio of your results. For a long time, I think it's still at M10, we have a photo book where if people are sitting waiting for a consultation or to find out more information, we have this presented so that people can actually see. And in the assessment room at the gym, the consultation room at the gym, when Dan delivers the consultations, on the wall, there's a collection of our fat loss and body transformation results, so people are seeing them. So you've got to give people this opportunity to learn a little bit about you, learn, see the results. And remember, in terms of your results in the gym, they're not all going to be before and after photos, body transformations. If it's a weight loss journey, you might just have a picture on a page with your arm around a client, and below you've got a testimonial on what they've achieved. You've got to be able to present your results. And not only that, the very important thing that I may not have even discussed is the fact that, you know, in the early days, you might not have before and after photos. And even if in the early days you have written testimonials, it's a proof and a start that somebody has taken that. Now, you could have them printed, put them in your book, and ask your current client with a photo to just sign them underneath and a date. It's just authentication. Okay, so you can have photos on the wall. You can bring testimonial book with you, present your results. All right. Now, here's the thing. Often, if I'm telling somebody they're going to be coming in for a consultation and their first assessment, I will send them an email prior to the assessment and say, what to expect from your assessment. Please bring, and I used to have an email that went out like this, and I know the guys at M10 do, please bring a pair of shorts, a sports bra, or a hot pants and a sports bra, and you can show a photo of what to expect to bring with you, because you don't want to just say, can you take your clothes off, and they've got, might not have any underwear on, or they might be wearing some underwear, you know, I know certainly when I go and train, you know, I'm not going to wear my smartest underwear. And if somebody said rip them off, you'd be like, oh Christ. And I've seen this many times. Men and women don't want to take their bottoms or the top off because they're not wearing underwear that they deem attractive, and you make them feel uncomfortable. But how many times are you sending people an email ahead of time saying, this is what you're expected to wear, or voice note, or whatever it is, however you communicate with your clients, let them know in advance what to expect, and then send them some photos or evidence of what they should be wearing when they come in. So that's very, very important. And by the way, guys, now we go to, let's talk about online. When you're doing online and presenting your results, it's the same thing. When you take and you onboard a client, what's your expectations? right? When I have somebody come into the gym to take a photo, I pre-frame that. What do I expect? So when you're an online coach, it's the same thing. Send pictures out. You've got to tell your clients what your expectations are. So when you send a photo in for your starting photo to work with me online, this is what I expect. Send a photo of somebody wearing hot pants and a sports bra or shorts, front, side, and back. It must not be taken by you. It must not be a selfie. You can have a selfie timer, so you can put it on a tripod and take a photo back, but it must be in the same lighting, the same place, the same time of the day, and I won't accept a selfie. Right? Because you've got to think of the start, the middle, and the end results, okay? Hip and head alignment, making sure, again, that it's in the same place and not be accepting. This is your professional standards. What's your brand image online? You must be able to present that before and after. If it's a before and after, if it's a health journey, then you need to document everything from your questionnaires in terms of where somebody's health is right now. And think, if you're going to present your results, if somebody sends you a questionnaire and down the questionnaire they scored 70 out of 100 being 70, 100 being poor in terms of their health markers, and then they filled out their health markers 7, 8, 10 weeks later in terms of sleep, energy, mood, recovery, joint aches and pains, and they now score 20, that's evidence of your results. That's evidence of your progress. You know, it's not just before and after photos. If somebody is not particularly fit and you might take a video, you know, they might take a video or their friend taking a video of them training and actually being out of breath, and then later on sending a video and saying to you how much better they feel. You've got to think ahead. If it's a health journey and a fat loss journey, a weight journey, you know, if it's a health journey, take somebody's blood pressure. If it's a health journey, take somebody's heart rate. If it's a health journey, you know, measure somebody's recovery from doing a bout of exercise. All of these are results. So remember, you know, we've talked extensively on the videos that we present for M10 about how somebody really struggled to play with their children in the park, and then 6 to 12 months later, they're then doing a video saying, "Oh my God, it's completely transformed. I've got more energy. I'm healthier. I'm happier." And you, please understand this. One of the things that we do so well, please go to the M10 page, is we're looking at all the variations of results that are coming through the gym and thinking, how can we document these? And this is the same for online. I would even say to you, and I know this with some of the larger influencers that I work with online, that I would advise them to have a videographer and go out and see these people that have worked with you and tell the story. Because especially online, there's so many body transformations out there all the time, and it's almost kind of like competing against the quality of the results, the consistency of results. But if you can add a story in there and have a video documentation, so when you go to M10's page, you'll see before and after photos, you'll see trainers, the guys with their arms around their clients, which is showing more of an emotional journey that somebody's been on, and will tell a story. And then there's videos, and those videos are filmed, and they are set by us to make sure our clients tell the video how they felt before they started their journey and then how they now feel. So we're not doing a before and after here. You know, please understand that if you're a trainer that's getting weight loss and health improvements, you're not going to have a before and after. So you say, "Mark, I don't know how to present my results." And true, you don't know how to present your results because you think it's all about before and after photos. But go on our page and notice how the videos are put together, and see the kind of presentation that somebody gives us in terms of where they're at now and where they want to get to. So with online, here's some other things to think about. When you're going to present your images on social media, if it's a before and after and people see them all the time and you have no opportunity to tell a story, or you don't think you do, if you put the before and after and then through the carousel, you can tell a bit of a story about the journey, what they went from or what they went to. You could put the written testimonial of the client. You can put some training footage of your client. And people buy into the story more than the image. Remember, if somebody wants to do a body transformation, why do they want to do it? What's the reason that they want to do it? Because they've never achieved something in their life before like that. They've never seen their abs. Now, if you had your client and you filmed them and they told you about what the journey's meant to them, that attaches more to the emotional side of why somebody's going to do a body transformation with you, as opposed to just the results, the before and after. So if you see people that storytell well, they don't just put the before and after, there's a documented part with it. So I'm going to say to you right now that if you're in the game of wanting to present your results, please don't think that £400-£500 for a videographer to come in and film three or four of your clients, or half a day, whatever they might charge, is a cost. Because I'll tell you right now, if you go above and beyond in terms of the quality of your before and afters, the quality of your videos, the quality of your footage of your clients training in the gym and what they're saying about the coaching process and the work and effort that you go into presenting that, that's worth more than £400. If you have an online client, if you have five online clients sign up as a result of how you presented your results consistently, that could be £500 a month. Over 4 months, that's £2,000, and you paid £4,000. And that video and that footage can be used over and over again to document and present the journey. With Instagram, don't just put before and after photos up. Put the before photo up, whether somebody's overweight or not, and then add a few Insta stories and say, this is what we achieved along the way, and then present the result at the end. Rather than just saying these are the before and afters, build it up, tell a story. I cannot stress this enough, that when you are going to present your work for your business, it's not just a case of, and trainers, you guys do this all the time, oh, I need to take the before and after, oh, I need to take a photo of my client and get it up on social media. If you say, here's Dave, he achieved these results, none of this, and I've talked at length about the word emotion before, none of this attaches to emotion. Go back to why people are doing what they're doing. If I see somebody's page and it says, this is a client that's worked with me, they lost 10 kilos, great job. Then I said, this is Dave. He had terribly high blood pressure. He was fearing for his health. He hasn't been skiing for years with his children because he's severely overweight. And he felt like his quality of life was disappearing from him. Well, we started working together 6 months ago. And here's a photo of him skiing with his children. And he hasn't been able to do that. And at the end of the carousel, there's a video of Dave. And he's just explaining how he feels. That will attach emotion to somebody that's in a similar situation more than just a picture of you and Dave. So when we have videographers over to film M10 and our clients, at M10, and we tell the story, our inquiries and engagement from our clients and the length of time that they stay with us has doubled, quadrupled since we've been presenting these stories. Always think about this. You might not be a body transformation coach right now. You might want to be. You might not have the most staggering before and after photos of your weight loss clients or body transformation clients, but everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a journey. And what makes you different in terms of your brand differentiation is your ability to present and talk about the journey. What makes you different is the quality of images. What makes you different is the thought process that you go into to share a journey of the person that's worked with you. So whilst you might think that the be all and end all for the fitness for your business to grow is the pinnacle of thinking that it's a before and after shredded tan picture of being in a gym, if you have aspirations of being a body transformation coach, yes. But let's not forget how many people in the fitness industry or how many people looking to train with a trainer don't even have that objective. And let's be honest, you as a coach, you may not even have that objective, but you think that's true. I've worked with a lot of coaches from a business perspective and marketing and helping them grow their business where we've just worked solely on how you present the results that you want. If you think, what's the emotional reason why this person's training? And it's not reflective of a before and after picture. It's reflective, you're going to be able to reflect it more in a video. You're going to be able to reflect it more of a photo of you in the gym. And when the guys at M10 achieve a great result with somebody that's beyond a photo, we have a list of questions that we send out to our clients that says, you know, where were you before you started at M10? What's changed about your life since joining M10? Where do you see yourself in 6 to 12 months time? And then we condense that and turn it into a journey and a story. And if you go to m10fitness.co.uk and look at testimonial page, you'll see the length of detail that we go into a written testimonial on M10's website. Please go, guys, m10fitness.co.uk. Look at how we present our results. We've got before and afters on one page, but then we've got massive testimonials, written testimonials. Still, you guys don't ask for them anymore. You think that it's all about a before and after photo on Instagram. It's not. We're sending people to our website. We're collecting a lot of information and telling the story and having photos, and then we're investing in videos. And you guys might think, this is a lot to invest. Guys, if you want to have a reputation for the work that you do, you need to learn how to present it. And hopefully, this video has helped. And also, just one extra thing I want to talk about is, if you put a photo of you and your client out, make sure at the bottom of the photo, because it's not really going to stand out for people, have a little headline. You know, and you see this on some of our a lot of our videos, actually. If somebody said, for the first time, has been able to go skiing with his children, put that headline at the top of a picture. For the first time, he's been able to go skiing with his children. That will attach an emotion to somebody who was flicking through Instagram or on Facebook and go, wow, I haven't been skiing with my children, or I haven't exercised with my children. And then they slide across the carousels and see the picture of them skiing with the children, and they tell the story. That buys somebody in. So guys, please think, okay? The end goal. Always think at the start. Always assume that somebody is going to do amazing. Paint the story. When you're coaching people, as a coach, so many coaches get uninspired, unmotivated, bored. Guys, I love the fitness industry. I love coaching. I love going to M10 and sitting down with the guys and reading about the stories. Throughout the whole of my career, coaching on the gym floor, there's not one time when I've not been trying to paint the perfect picture. Even business now, I'm trying to paint the picture from the beginning of people working with me right through to the end. There's always something we're working on. I'm always chipping away to try and get to the point where this journey is something that I can share, something that will help me to develop my reputation. So even whether it's the mentorship, the mastermind that I deliver, mentoring with clients, I'm always screenshotting things that they say, things that they do, thinking about how I can cultivate this into the story at the end of the process of working with them, or halfway through if we're going to continue working together. Your brand is something you need to take more of a clearer understanding. Just go to the link in my bio on Instagram, download my 10-step branding framework, please, because it will really help you have a better understanding of branding and how important it is to think about your brand from day one. So if you take a client on tomorrow morning, guys, or you've got a client right now, send them that email about taking the photos. Make sure the questionnaires are at length. Make sure you really get down to the emotional reason why they want to join the gym, because that is the thing that you're going to be sharing as a story down the line. If you've got a body transformation client, or someone that says they want to do a body transformation, take the photo at the beginning with the assumption that they're going to be your best transformation ever. And also, when you're getting towards the end of a body transformation journey and someone's looking good, they can always look great. And if it means reaching out to a body transformation coach to pay them to help you take you through the last month, do it. I did that many times. And I would speak to somebody and say, look, can you help me get my client presented even better? When I was bodybuilding and having a lot more success with my body transformations, I knew what to do. But also at the end, I would make sure that they'd have a tan the night before. I'd make sure they'd have a few more carbs if it was necessary. And I would go through like a full pump session, and I'd make sure their physique was presented. This is presentation, because it's the art of body transformations, and I want to present the artwork at the end. I would make sure the photo was framed. I'd take some photos of them in the gym when they were looking their best. And if so, here's the final thing for you. If so, that person was prepared to do a shoot, I would drive them to do a shoot. And if you go back through my results, you will see how many people I've done a body transformation with. The pinnacle is getting somebody to do a photo shoot. And I don't say the pinnacle of helping people get results, because that's the pinnacle of body transformations, get a photo shoot. If it's weight loss, the pinnacle for me is doing a professional video telling their story of how they felt before, how they felt during, and how they feel now. Those videos will never leave your business. Those videos will make you a lot of money and make you very, very successful. But you've got to document the journey. You've got to present it in mind with your brand being recognized in your area or worldwide as one of the best at presenting the results. So a lengthy topic, a topic which I could talk about all day. And if you have any questions about body transformations or your weight loss clients or your fitness clients, you want to send me an image and you think, what do you think of this? Just send it to me on Instagram. I'll just give you some quick feedback. And as always, guys, I really, really appreciate every message that I always get. And remember, there's a 45-minute Zoom call to win if you leave a 5-star review on iTunes. Our next education, by the way, guys, is our body transformations and achieving results with general population clients seminars in Edinburgh in March, and then Nottingham, and then November is London. I look forward to seeing you guys there. And I talk a lot on my seminars about when I speak about presentation and professionalism. And this weekend is the start of our next mentorship, which we cover professionalism on day one, actually. But this is part of the level up process. Your results can be better. Your results can be presented better. The journey that people are on can be presented better. So I hope you've taken a lot from the podcast. Send me a message, share the podcast, and let's help more fitness professionals achieve a fulfilling, successful, and happy career. Guys, have a great day, and I'll speak to you soon.